Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Braves start the biggest series of the year tonight. And I mean that. If you are unable to keep up and win these series in your division, it's going to be a long road to try to make your way back to either the wild card or to fight your way to the top of this division. That, to me, is out of sight. I mean, you know, Phillies are what? We're 11 back. Phillies 13 in the division. It's just a lot of games.
Right.
Just focus on
7.5 back in the wild card there.
Yeah. Okay, just focus on winning tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll see where this thing goes. But it's a big, big series. More with Grant coming up. Mike, speaking of the Braves, Dominator, can I hear Brian Snicker talking about shuffling this lineup? We gave you the lineup earlier. It's not a lineup problem. Snit's been trying to do this. But when asked about, you know, what can he do as a manager, and let me ask you guys this. What can he do as a manager? I've said this to you. Like, these are the same guys right. that he was running out there just a couple of years ago, and they were hitting. And so as a manager, you're just like pulling your hair out going, okay, do I need to chew more bubblegum? Like, what do I need to do to get these guys going? This is Snit talking about the only thing he can do. Listen.
The only thing I can try is shuffling lineups, you know, and hopefully maybe different looks. But, That's why this is such a tough game to play. It's not easy. These guys make it look easy. They're really good. They're the best in the world at what they do. And anything can happen on any given day. And these guys, they work hard. They care. They do everything right. But this is a tough game. So
he's not lying. I mean, it's almost like you're waiting to hear him say, like Bull Durham, you see the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. But no, I mean, it's everything he said. And you could argue that in all the major sports – you know, who's the guy that could have the least impact? Baseball manager.
Yeah.
The guys are out there in the field. I mean, Basketball, you could, I mean, 5-on-5 is basically one-on-one matchups in the NBA. Yes, you're going to design defenses and there's schemes and just attacking. You're gonna, you've worked the triangle, Carl. There's a lot of things you can do. But baseball, that's all you can do. 2021, I mean, the way he moved those guys around the lineup was sublime. It was perfect, right? Remember, we go to the ballpark that day, we're doing the show. Why is Rosario batting? It worked out pretty good. You know, why is Soler over there? Okay. That ball still hasn't landed in Houston, right? So he pushed all the right buttons. And then some great managers. I'm not, by the way, this is not like a segment of making excuses for Snicker, but I mean, Tony La Russa didn't win all those games with the A's. They had the best team in baseball.
For years.
They got swept by the Reds.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you've got teams that should have come up. Bobby Cox is the poster child of that. They should have 3, maybe 4.
It's just tough. And I only say that to say that tonight is no different. We're going up against the Mets. If you're expecting Snit to pull out some magical bag, it's not happening.
But he can't. Again, guys, he cannot hit. Now, we said, I know guys are going to hit us on the text line. Well, why are you guys saying he should be fired? Because you got to do something to shake things up. You know, I mean,
well, you can't lose the way you've lost games this year and no one be held responsible.
Right. And again, don't worry, guys. They're going to start crying. They're not going to fire Snicker, okay? They're going to announce at some point if this thing doesn't improve that he's not coming back after this year.
Yeah, but in the moment of what went down the last few weeks, yeah, that was exactly where I was. But I'm also here to tell you that as we get ready to take on the Mets, who are in first place, if you're thinking like, well, Snit's going to do something magical with the lineup. No, he's done that. He's switched guys around. He's put guys at the top, the bottom of this lineup. The good news is, guys, Ronald Acuña is raking. And he is setting the table just like we thought he would when he got back. And he is on the cusp, potentially, of making phase two of the All-Star voting, which we'll talk with Grant about. But I think that is a plus. I think Harris is coming out of whatever he was dealing with. And I also think Olsen is, Mike. But, you know, when we talk about Bill DeBrave, right? Bill DeBear, Bill DeBrave.
Right.
So who are you willing to move on from? Because that's the other question here. We have to be realist on this show and say, yeah, we want to win and we hopefully get back into this. But what if we don't?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things I've been talking about is moving on from Murph. And, you know, I feel Sean Murphy's 225, his OPS is 778. I did mention, guys, earlier in the show that, yeah, Drake Baldwin has caught an absolute ice-cold streak. He is not playing at the level he was. Again, he's not out there every night. But remember, this guy batted 389 for the month of April, and now he's batting 167 when he's had a chance to play in the month of June. So, obviously, people have figured things out, and hopefully him and Tim Hyers are going to find out, you know, that's his hitting instructor, how they you know, counterpunch. Boy, Austin Riley went through this early in his career. Remember, he came on like a house of fire, then he got a brutal patch. But that still doesn't change me from moving on from Murph, because I know I can get something for him. And then Drake will develop, and we got McCann down to the minors to come up.
Yeah, I think the other thing is cost, right? Let's be realistic. You move on value of the guy that you're trying to get something for. Murph has that. Because everybody's looking for a good defensive catcher, and everybody tells us he's the best or one of them. Okay, great. But the cost, Mike, with Drake Baldwin and moving forward, having him under, you know, salary control, that's a big deal. And I think you're not paying him $15, $20 million yet. I think that's another reason why, if in fact we were to retool and build a Brave,
right,
then that's one of the starting places. The other starting place is everybody's looking for a great DH, and we got a really good one. And unfortunately, if this goes sideways between now and the next 3 weeks, which it easily could, guys, I mean, we're discounting the Marlins like they're bums, like the Marlins. They're in this thing. And so you got to look at Ozuna, Mike. And I think that's where, for me, I go, okay, is there more value there? What are you getting in return for one of the best DHs in the league? Are you getting a starting pitcher back? Potentially?
See, that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of, I use the phrase a lot, thread the needle. You got to find a team that looks for a catcher, you know, who's looking for that kind of pop. And that's why, guys, you really want Murphy to do well, because you want trade value to be high.
Exactly.
Because I just felt that, yes, I would keep Ozuna. If Ozuna wanted $20 million, I'd give him $20 million for like 3 years, because he plays at a high level. And I think he's a good guy on this team. He's a good guy in the clubhouse. And I wouldn't want to lose him. But I don't think a AA approaches it that way, because he has a self-imposed like top eight salary cap that he has to work with Braves management.
Right.
So they're going to probably trade Ozuna if things don't turn around, because he's going to walk after this year. He has to sign off on the trade, though.
He does. And it's 10-5. 10 years, 5 years with the same club, 10 years in the league. 404-726-0929. And by the way, we're only mentioning that because he doesn't have a no trade either.
Mm-hmm.
But none of these guys do. Like that, you know, remember when they signed Riley to that big deal? It was like, man, this is a lot of money, $200 million. It's chump change, to be honest with you, compared to what some of the elite third basemen are getting. And when they decided to offer him that deal, he obviously took it. But he doesn't have a no trade. So that's just the way it is. 404-726-0929, guys.
Profar gets to start in the minors, according to our buddy Mark Bowman. We'll talk to Grant, by the way, coming up. But Profar will be slated to play all nine innings in every game he plays for Gwinnett over the next 2 weeks. Braves want him to get as many at-bats, Carl, as possible. And as you said, July 2nd would be the earliest he could be up.
I know this is weird because he's been suspended, but you're going, wait a minute, he's allowed to ramp up? Yes.
Yeah.
This is how it works. So he's not allowed to be in the major league park, but he can ramp up in the minor leagues, and this gets you ready to come back immediately as soon as possible when your date comes. And that's why they're going to get him going. And I'm glad, Mike. I want to see what he's got. I hope he comes up and is a spark, because I think we need some of that. And I thought we were going to get it at the beginning of the season, but we didn't get it because we didn't see him.
Hey, man, you will get to see Brian Snicker at the All-Star game, even though the Braves obviously didn't, you know, win the National League last year or the division. But, yeah, of course, Dave Roberts from the Dodgers, Brian Snicker, and the Marlins skipper, Clayton McCullough.
That's cool.
Is going to be the coaching staff for the National League.
Yeah, look, Snit needs to be recognized. As much crap as we give him and how frustrated we are, I think he is respected around the league, and this is just another example of that. So, also, the game's here.
And speaking of the old Braves connection, Joe Torre is going to serve as an honorary coach for the American
League. How about that? That's cool.
Pretty cool, man. Joe back in 82.
That is cool. But, yeah, that's the other part of this. I mean, the game is here, so Snake gets a chance to be a part of this. And I'm looking forward to that week, man. We've got big plans here on the radio station. We'll be out and about and doing all these different things. But we're going to be telling you more about that. That's early July, mid-July, guys. All-Star game, I think, is like the 14th or 15th,
right,
somewhere around there. But we'll tell you all about it as we get closer. You guys can chime in about the Braves. Just stuff to think about as we start this series. And I hope we sweep them and really get some momentum, Mike, and then go on the road and play the Marlins. And then all of a sudden, we get the Phillies. And now, you know what? We've won 7 of 9 or something like that. And look, this looks completely different, right, in a week and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, we're two ways of looking at this. You know, we're trying to give you the real. We're giving it real.
The real.
Dukes and Bell. Keep it 100. You know, unlike Day-Day, who's just squashing people, man, just telling people to shut up and play ball.
He's killing them.
We're just saying, hey, man, just got to turn this thing around. They control their you've dug a hole, and history has shown that it's not totally inescapable. But anybody outside of Atlanta sees us, they're dead in the water. You're down 13 games in division. You're done.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7.5 in the wild card. You know, I mean, that's you're not going to win the division. Most people outside Atlanta would say, okay, you got a shot, you know, to maybe win the division. The Mets have lost 3 in a row, so maybe you get them in a bit of a, you know, a little funk. So hopefully they can exploit that. But this, you got 7 games out of the next 10 to make some hay. You can't lose as you brought up to the Marlins either.
No, you can't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.